We are learning Masechta Ksubos, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, and we're beginning five lines from the top of Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. We had a stira between two Mishnayos. Our Mishnah says, Haba Alachoisoi, the Alacha is you pay Knas. And the Mishnah in Masechta Makkos says you get Malkus. If you were Masera, if you're warned of a Malkus, gets Malkus. And the question is, we know that you can't be Loike or Mishalim. So there it says you get Malkus, and here it says you pay money. So Ula answered that really the halacha is when you have a choice of loikum mishalim, you pay money, pay knas, like our Mishnah. The Mishnah over there says to get malchus. There was a case where there was no chi of knas. Either it's talking about a begeres, or it's talking about a yisoyma that's a mafuta, and she's meichel akaponim. But Ula, what comes from Ula is that he always when it's a choice of loikum or mishalim, which one you pay ve'ena loikum, mishalim ve'ena loikum. How do we know? We learn out tachas from chayv v'chaveira. Rav Yechon has a different mahalach. Rav Yechon argues in Ula. Rav Yechon ama afilu tema achoisei naira. Both talk about a naira, and both should be chayiv knas. But the answer is, according to Rav Yechon, if there's a choice, malchus or mashalim, you get malchus. So kan sheisrubai im mesechtas malchus, you master him, you warn him for malchus, therefore he gets malchus and he doesn't pay knas. Kan shlehisrubai here, they didn't warn him for malchus. Since he didn't warn him to get malchus, he'll get malchus. That's why he pays. So when you have a choice, when they're both for mom and for Malkus, which one? Ashben, you warned him for Malkus. You get Malkus and you don't pay money. Obviously, Rabbi Yechon holds that when you don't have a Asra, you chayv to pay the Knas. It's chayv in Malkus Shoigim. So he holds chayv in Malkus Shoigim. The halach is that you still pay. And this Tosfos speaks this out on that top of the Aflam Beis and Aleph. On top of the Aflam and Aleph, Tosfos speaks out. Rabbi Yechon, Mishani, the Marabla history boy, but also the Tamei, he goes, Lishitasa, the Islay, the Chayiv and Malkus Shoigim, Chayiv and Betashlumim. Back upon him, when you have Malkus, according to Rabbi Yechon, you get Malkus, and you do not pay Knas. Zok the Gemara, Manole Rabbi Yechon, has Yechon orders the halach that you pay the Knas. That you get Malkus and you don't pay a Knas. How does he know? Not like Ula. How does he know that you get Malkus and you don't pay Knas? So Tosfos, in the Tosfos Shonim, the small Tosfos here, asks, and here we're asking, which one's the Pashup Shah? So Tosfos explains that after Ula had Exer Shava, Tachas, that teaches us you should pay, so now it's Shver, what's about an Ula? Why does Ula say you get Malkus? So, what's Rabbi Yechonon? They get Malkus. After Ula said the Gzeres Shava, what's Rabbi Yechonon who agrees to that Gzeres Shava technically, agrees to Tachas and other places? So, why would Rabbi Yechonon hold also that Mishalim Vein Loika? Why does he hold Loika Vein Mishalim? What's his Makar? So, Rabbi Yechonon, oh my God, the Pasuk says, Gzeres Shosoi, Mishim Risha Chasat Machayvet Machayvet Gzeres Shos. This is the Makar that you only chayv for one. You don't get Malkus and you pay. Visomachlan, it's near the Pasuk of Abaram Yekenu that you get Malkus. So since it's samach, it's a smichas to the parasha of Malkus, we darshin that when you chayv for one rishus, it'll be the Malkus and not money. Freit the Gemara, that's Rabbi Yechon Shita. What does he do? V'rei choyel v'chaveiroi dika momen a Malkus, by someone who hurts his friend, he has to pay chaymisha dvarim, and he also chayv Malkus v'lo Yosef. So why is it money v'shalom? Look at Lucky. Why does he pay money and not get Malkus? V'chi teima hanim ili hechle asherba. Maybe you'll say, you know what? The old in the Chavisha Dvarim is only where there's no Hasra. Av Asru Bey, but if there's Hasra, look at Lucky, Taka gets Malkus, Mayna Lev Shalom, Taka gets Chavisha Dvarim. But it's not true, because Rav Yechon himself said not like that. V'om Rav Ami, om Rav Yechonon. Rav Ami said Rav Rav Yechonon, Heko HaKosh Ein Bo Yishav HaPruta. If you hit your friend, HaKosh Ein Bo Yishav HaPruta, then Loike, you get Malkus. Say Yechidom, Eid Lo Asru Bey, if you didn't warn him, I Loike, why you get Malkus? El Pshit Da Asru Bey, it's possible you gave him Hasra. That's why you get Malkus. V'taim or less be'y shava pruta. And the only reason you're getting Malkus is because no shava pruta. Is be'y shava pruta. Mayna mashalim look lucky. So it's preferred from Rabbi Yechonon that even though it's talking about Asurah, only less than shava pruta you get Malkus. More than shava pruta you'll be paying money and not get Malkus. So here Rabbi Yechonon himself agrees by choyvel b'chaveiroi when you hurt your friend that you pay money, not Malkus. So how can you say all of a shas that you are loike v'ayna mashalim? And for the Gemara, Kedom Rav Eloi, like Rav Eloi said regarding Im Zaymim, Beferus Rivs the Torah, Im Zaymim, Tashlumim, Torah said Beferus that Im Zaymim pays money and doesn't get Malkus. Hachinam Beferus Rivs the Torah, Chayv Chaveri Tashlumim. That the Torah's Beferus said by Chayv Chaveri is a Tashlumim and there is no Malkus. Where is Rav Eloi? Where is Rav Eloi said? And where is the Beferus Rivs the Torah? Aha, on this Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Meidim, Anu. Someone said, hey, this, that his friend is chayiv, 200 zuz. But him to Zayman, and it was found that he's made up a story. Other Eidim came and said, Imonu Ha'isem, you were with us somewhere else. Nim to Zayman, The halacha is loikin umeshalmin. This Tanakhama holds, you get both. You get malchus and you pay money. Shalei Hashem avide malchus avide tashlumin. Divrei Meir. So how do you learn those words? Shalei Hashem avide malchus avide tashlumin. Every case, it's not the same lab. So Rashi and Tosfos explain, more Tosfos, that Rameyer holds the halacha is loika umeshalim. But it was bothering Rameyer, maybe the lav loisana is the warning for the chiyuv mamon. So who said the separate lav? That's what Rameyer says. No, lo yashem avide malchus avide tashlumin. Look at Tosfos. This middle divrei Masech Shloim Hashem, more to the end, 3 lines from the end, says Rav Shloima Medarish Mefarish Shloim Hashem Aviyah De Makos the Hainu Loisana Aviyah De Tashlumim Perish Ain Abalias Hazara La Inish Tashlumim. Hakaponim. So Rav Meir in that Mishnah holds that Yoloika Mashalim. Chomayim Rim Kol Mashalim Yoloika. Whoever pays is not Loika. So Lachayra, it's a Raya Shugan Alak Rav Yechonam. Name it called Loika and Mashalim. Say. If I care to get Malkus, not Mashalim. I'm Rav Eloi, but Feirish Ribsa Torah Eim Zayim Tashlumim. That by Eim Zayim is the first in the Torah that is Tashlumim. Every other case you get Malkus, and not Tashlumim. But by Eim Zayim is the first Tashlumim. Heichin Ribsa Torah. Where does the Torah say that? Mechti. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'sisim L'kash Azamam, last Lachar. You do to the aid exactly what you want to do to his friend. So why does the Pasuk say further in the same Pasuk, Yad B'Yad? The whole Pasuk is like this. V'sisim L'kash Azamam, last Lachar, V'vartu Ram Kavecha. The next pasuk says, and the third pasuk says, Yad b'yad, regal, regal. It's said already, Kasher Zomam. Why do I have to repeat Yad b'yad? Lomeli, Dova nitam yad yad, man yu mamin. Something that can be given hand to hand. What is that mamin? So it's a special affairs of pasuk by Eidim Zomim that even though usually it's loika, ve'inam v'shalom, you get malchus, you don't pay, but Eidim Zomim is the first pasuk that you pay money, and that's why it's different than the regular klal, according to Rav Yechonam. Rav Yechonam's regular klal is loika, ve'inam v'shalom. Eidim Zomim, you pay money and don't get malchus. Why? Because the Torah says yad b'yad. And what's the first by Chayvel v'chamei, right? Chayvel v'chamei nami, mechdi, ksiv says in the pasuk, kasha, osa ken yasa loy, whatever he did is done to him, ken yinosin boy lomali, or any pasuk ken yinosin boy, again, loshin yinosin. Teaches us, Davish ben Esino, Maniu Mamain. That means, and what is that? That is Mamain. So, Kapanim, what comes out till here is that we have a Machlekis, Ula, and Rav Yechanan. If when we have a choice and you have the Drasha of Kedei Rishasai, Rishachas, Avachai, Vachai, Vachai, Rishayas, which one do you get? Loika or do you get Mashalim? According to Ula, you get Mashalim and not Loika. Like you find Taka by Chel Vachaveira and Eim Zayim, and you learn out from Chel Vachaveira, Takas. That you are Mishalim Vein Eloika. Rabbi Yechon on the hand holds, you're Loika Vein Mishalim. That's the Loch, Loika Vein Mishalim. Why? Because it says in the Pasuk next to the Rishasa, Abam Yakenu. So therefore, you're Loika Vein Mishalim. Aye, two places it says Mishalim Vein Eloika. By Idim Zoymim and Chavacha Vein, right? There is different. There is Beferish Ribsa Torah. There is Beferish a Pasuk there that you do pay mowing. It says there, Yad B'Yavid, Mzaimim, and Kainos and Boy, by Chavach Haver, it teaches us that's different. And Met Hashem, on tomorrow's daf, we'll learn why Rabbi Yechon didn't like Ulis Pshat, and different drushes about Chavach Haver and Edim Zaimim.